Well, we have pages and tasers and yachts. Oh my, let's talk about it, guys. It's Basketball Wives, episode 14, season 6. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm not mad at it.
Me either.
I'm not mad at it. I haven't heard it in so long, but it makes me so happy.
I know, it brings back memories.
We're back in Miami.
Yes, we are back. We are back in Miami.
Oh my gosh, guys, we made it back to Miami, and you have made it here to AfterBuzz TV. Hi, what's up? My name is Laura L. Thomas. I'm your host for tonight. And to my left, I got a lovely co-host.
Hi, I'm Sanders Kennedy, and you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World. And
right?
That's all I can say. Not about my Twitter, Instagram, but it's just the show had me having moments. But
well, I will say, you know, if nothing else, I feel like this is the most comprehensive show that we've seen this season. You know, we got a lot of different segments, a lot of different storylines finally coming together. We got some new people, but I think we figured out why.
We figured that out real quick, thanks to Google.
I'm gonna let it slide for this time. But let's start. Let's just jump right in, shall we?
Let's just jump right in.
Let's dive in, Sanders. So let's start out with Tammy and Reggie having their little conversation about putting the baby on hold.
Yeah.
It was a little heart-to-heart. How do you feel about that convo?
I think that they have to get it together soon, because if they drag this out any longer, it's like you're pausing your life. Like, you can go with other people and have a happy life. Every day that goes by, you can meet the other one.
Yeah.
And be able to have a family or not have a family. But they've been talking about this for a while. They've been talking about, like, surrogate and all that stuff, but they need to come to a conclusion soon, because I don't want to hear about this next season. And it gets not tiring. It's like tiring probably for them, because it's a very sensitive subject, because you can love someone so much, but the root of it, it's having a child that can just end up breaking you up because you're not going to be 100% happy. But it's also good that they are having this conversation, and Tammy's not going in being like, oh, I want a child, but still have it.
Well, and the difference, I think, too, is also, you know, Tammy has children.
Yes.
I mean, she's had her girls, you know, and Reggie, he doesn't have any kids yet, right?
No, I don't think so.
That's the whole issue.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think a couple of episodes ago when they very first started talking about this, and they had Jazz in the kitchen and they were talking about their relationship and then they were interviewing the surrogates, there was some pushback on the comment board about, you know, Reggie and Tammy should split. You know, Tammy should just let him go and find the person that he's able to have that life with that he wants to have. And she kind of said that tonight. She was like, you know, would it hurt? Yes. Would I be upset? Yes. But if this is like a deal breaker for him, you know, I don't know if she said I'd be open to it, but she alluded to the fact that she opened that door
where they can have that conversation. It's like, I'll let you go live the life that you want to live.
Yeah.
I know you want to live your life with me, but I can't give you everything that you want.
Right.
So I'm going to let you go and have someone give you everything that you want.
Yeah.
And I think that's really big of her, because there's a lot of relationships out here that they're together and they're not fully happy.
Yeah.
And they're just sticking around because that's what they're used to, and they're not, and they don't want to start over again and all that stuff. But Tammy also says that maybe wait 20 years.
I know. Well, I did kind of love that comment, because she was like, how about you just put your stuff on ice?
Yeah.
And, like, we'll have our fun. And then, you know, 20 years from now, if, you know, we're still, if we've, you know, gone our separate ways, then you can have your baby then.
Yeah.
I thought that was really funny. That was so cute. But I also think that it's really admirable that Tammy is thinking through the whole situation. You know, I mean, just because your partner wants something really badly and you may not want it, do you sacrifice what you want for their sake, or do they sacrifice what they, you know, how do you come to a compromise in that kind of a situation? And I think it begins with a conversation, which is what they had.
Yes, and it's great that they're having conversations, because it can be that thing in their head that they never talk about, but they know it's on the table, and they just ignore it. And then 5 years down the line, then they want to talk about it. You wasted 5 years, and it's like too late. And the fact that she is of a certain age, she does have to talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She really, I mean, everything that she mentioned, the health risks, you know, just the cost alone, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just the lifestyle change that happens, that comes along along with having a new baby and having a new baby later in life. I mean, it's a big deal. So I think it's great that they're starting to have this conversation. I think that, you know, I think just as much as she could have resented him for going through with it and having the baby and being like, you stole my life. You stole the, exactly, like the best years of my life or whatever, because he really wanted this baby. I think he could also, you know, if they didn't have this conversation and she was just like, no, I don't think we're going to do this, he could also have, you know, the same resentment, being like, you held me back from going and having this life with someone else.
Yeah.
You know, it all starts with a conversation.
Yeah, it could be like, oh, you promised, you said, give me this amount of time, and I kept giving you more and more time, and now it's too late.
Yeah.
Now what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly. So, and only they can decide if this is an actual deal breaker for their relationship.
Oh, of course. They run that relationship. It's a big deal bringing new life into the world. It's not just, oh, do we want, like, pizza or do we want something else? Right. It's like, this is serious. This is money. This is life. This is love. This is a whole, like,
it's a commitment.
Commitment.
For the rest 100. Of, well, at least for 18 years.
Yeah, legally. For 18 years. 17 in some states.
That's right. Where are those states again? I mean, it's a huge commitment. So I love Reggie and Tammy together. So I'm happy to see them kind of working through this, because, you know, I would love to see them stay together, but I also love that they're trying to do it in the healthiest way possible.
Yeah. And I love that they're showing the viewers how to have a conversation,
right,
how to communicate in a relationship, because not a lot of people know how to do that. All they know how to do is text.
Yep.
They break up by texting. They get together by texting. Oh, do you want to go on a date? By texting. There's no communication. I'm happy that they're showing this. They inserted this into the episode to show if people can read between the lines. Hopefully, I think they can.
Yeah.
This is how you have a conversation as adults in relationships and handle adult stuff.
It's true. It's true. So, well, in this moment, I do like Tammy. A little later on in the episode, I got a little eye rolly with her, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I got a little eye rolly with her too.
So then we also have, again, Jackie versus Evelyn take 762.
Yes.
I mean, how long is this little feud going to go on, or how long is it just going to be to the point where they're just like, you know, let's just call a spade and
just go our
separate ways?
Yeah, just let it, just bury it, just bury it. But
bury,
I think,
the hatchet and move on, people.
But of course, it's a show, so they have to talk about it. This is their storyline.
Yep.
And they have to roll with it, or they're not going to be on a show.
Well, they have milked this cow for all she is worth, ladies and gentlemen. And Jackie took it to a new level tonight.
She really did. With the comments that came out her mouth throughout the show, had me on ice.
This is a new low even for Jackie.
New low.
Jackie has made the comment now that the reason that that Evelyn is so involved with Takari and her is because Evelyn apparently wants to sleep with Takari. She's saying that it's she wants to make a sexual advance towards her daughter.
And it wasn't that long ago when she was just saying, oh, she wants to sleep with my husband.
Right?
So she has a thing of people wanting to sleep with them. So she loves the submissive, dominant. She thinks everyone wants to sleep with them. I would love to see her have a segment with a therapist and see what's this whole sex thing about.
Oh, that would be so interesting. Can you imagine?
Let's find the root of this, because she's all about the sex, which I'm not mad about, but I wouldn't ever accuse someone wanting to sleep with my child.
Well,
and called Evelyn a perv.
Yes, that's a huge accusation to make. And
yes,
also, she is the one that brought up the comment about, you know, the internet calling Evelyn's daughter a build-a-whore.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, she's just, to me, Jackie is fumbling at straws. She is trying to come up with she is creating these fantasies in her head that, oh, Evelyn is attached to me because of this, or she wants to be involved with Takari because of that. She's grasping at straws, and she's just making herself look crazy.
I wonder if she looks back and watches and says, I shouldn't have said that, or what
no.
am I doing? But she would have did that a few seasons ago.
I feel like if this is still happening at this point, she is 100% like standing by everything that she says. And we've seen her do it over and over again. She does. She'll be like, well, if I said that, then I'm sorry. I don't remember saying that, but I must have felt that in the moment. She is definitely a, like, this is what I was feeling in the moment, this is what I said kind of person.
Yeah,
so
she's a loose rocket. And what does she... She doesn't think before she talks. She really doesn't. Nope. She just comes out and says whatever is going to hurt and whatever is going to catch a soundbite and whatever is going to get her on camera, I feel.
Yeah.
She just needs to really realize, well, she probably doesn't even care. She's like, I got the money. I got the fame.
Yeah.
I can say what I want. What's going to happen?
I mean, she can technically say what she wants. Everybody has the freedom to say what you want. But goodness gracious, girl, sometimes there is a power in silence.
Yes, silence is golden. You can just sit there and give a nice, stank face, and you can say more that way.
Right?
But it's Jackie, and do we really expect more from her?
No, I think we know now exactly what we're getting with Jackie.
Yeah.
From here on out, I think we know exactly what's happening. So, all of this this new information about this escalated event that has continued over from their time in New York, and now they're back in LA, and Jackie makes these new comments about Takari and Evelyn wanting to have sex with Takari and allegedly.
And do you feel like, sorry to cut you off, but do you feel like Evelyn should stop talking to Takari? Do you feel like she's personally talking to her because she knows that's the button to push for Jackie? Or is she doing it because she actually cares about Takari, since Takari, from what Evelyn has to say, she doesn't really have a mom?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know Takari, obviously. We don't really get to know her a lot on the show. Yeah. But to me, I don't know. It's a gray line. I would like to think that her intentions are good, that the reason that she's staying involved with Takari is because she cares about her. That, I mean, she even said in the episode tonight, you know, I know Jackie as a quote-unquote friend, and she's bananas. I cannot imagine what she would be like as a mother. You know, I think there's a piece of Evelyn that really empathizes with what Takari has had to go through with Jackie as a mom. And so I would like to think that that her intentions are pure. But then, of course, there's probably, I mean, it is Evelyn. So there's probably a piece of her in the back of her mind that's kind of like, Jackie's not going to like this. And you know what? I want to feel something and I don't.
I think that's what it is. I think that Evelyn's doing it for the right reasons, because she has a relationship with her in some kind of capacity, but she does know, you know what, if it's going to hurt a little bit, let me keep doing it. Like, that's the cherry on top. That's right. Probably not the main intention, but since it's happening, it's like, oops, not sorry.
Well, and then, you know, Takari's got this whole book coming out.
Oh, yes. We discussed that a little
juicy.
Bit.
Juicy.
It's so juicy, just from, like, two little tidbits that we read today.
Right. So, apparently, Sanders found a couple of pages, which Takari posted on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. Yes. And he took the liberty to read them.
Yes.
Was there some information that would you like to divulge?
So, there was major tea spillage.
There you go.
Takari decided to tell a nice family story.
Gather round,
let's
children.
Gather round and have a moment.
Story time.
Yes.
Grab your blankets and your s'mores. Let's bundle up.
So, Takari goes on to say how Jackie and her grandmother would go to these department stores and return stolen goods for the money, and how it would be an everyday thing, a 9-to-5 job, as she puts it. And that's how they would run their life, just stealing from stores. And that's a big thing. It's like, Jackie's a thief.
Wow. And these are pages from her actual
from
book.
From her book.
That she posted on her Instagram.
It's in her book.
That is.
It's going to be in it.
Crazy.
Yeah. And if that's.
So, of course, it's one person's opinion, one person's account.
One-sided story, of course.
And one-sided story. And we don't always know the whole of the situation. But that's a pretty huge accusation to make against your mother and your grandmother.
Yeah. Because it doesn't even just ruin your mom. It ruins your family.
Yeah.
History. It's like, my mom and grandmother thought it was a good idea to pull me around with them to shoplift, basically.
What does Takari gain by putting that out into the world? Just
it's probably self. It's something that she's getting from herself. I don't think she's trying to prove anything, because the show proves that her mom is a little off on some subjects. But it probably is for her to be like, you know what? You want to embarrass me? I'm going to embarrass you a little bit. But just to put the truth out there, her truth out there.
Right.
Her truth out there. But that's all I can think about when it comes to that. I couldn't do that. because it's still a reflection on me and my family, and I had to think about my kids. It's like, yeah, your grandmother and great-grandmother were thieves.
Yeah.
It's like, I wouldn't even want them to know that.
I mean, that's the challenge of it is once you put something like that out it there, never it doesn't goes go away. Away.
It never goes away. You it know? Just gets bigger and bigger, and the game of telephone happens, and it becomes a story that's not even true.
Yeah.
And if she's putting this out there already, that must be a small story compared to what the book's going to have, because you never come out with the biggest story to promote your
as
book
a teaser
yeah so because who's gonna get the book if that's the biggest story we already know right. So there must be really deep stuff in there. Like, there was also
the best parts of the movie in the trailer.
There was also a part where she talks about how her father felt that Jackie ratted him out to the police.
Yeah
I'm just like, there's this
well, and I just have such an issue with that too, because you know, you have been given this position of such a, I mean, maybe not always, but such a great life, you know? And it just really, if this story is true, it really, really does take my concern for Jackie to a whole new level. Now, I also do believe that maybe this was a time that it could have happened when times was hard and, you know, their situation may not have been the same as we see now every day. It's easy to judge a book now that it's, you know, to judge their story now and judge their family now, because we see their life, this lavish lifestyle being played out, and maybe this was happening at a time when that wasn't the case. I'm not making any excuses for it. I do believe that it's wrong and it should not happen, but, you know, you also kind of have to take the, just taking the devil's advocate stance here of like, you know, is she just a mom doing what she's got to do to feed her kids?
And I'm thinking of it as it's just a mental thing, because there are rich people who steal just because they get something out of it, just some kind of like thing out of it. So maybe it's a mental thing also. Maybe it's like, you know what? I have nothing to do. My husband's making money. Let me just do this because I have this habit of doing, like, it's an addiction.
Yeah.
If it's a 9-to-5 thing and you're doing it day in and day out, then it's not just, I need some money. It's like, I have a craving to do this. It's more than just the dollar bills.
Right. And a lot of people actually do find themselves in that situation, which is, it's really, it's a really serious issue for sure. And sometimes, you're right, sometimes it has nothing to do with actual dollars and it has more to do with
power.
Uh-huh. Or just like,
And conniving.
And getting the thrill of it.
Yeah, the thrill.
You know, the thrill of it, I think,
of getting caught.
Yeah. Or not getting
caught. She got caught.
Yeah. So anyway, it's really interesting. I guess we'll have to see what happens when Takari's whole book comes out, because that is going to be a good beach read.
Yeah, and it gives Jackie another season of a storyline. If that book comes out, she has a storyline talking about, she's going to have to debunk everything in that book. Producers, hire me.
I know, right? Exactly. Sandra's Kennedy. He's
Follow me on LinkedIn.
No, but I do think it's going to be really interesting to see how this story unfolds. Yeah, especially with just the information that's come out this week. So stay tuned for that. Yeah. So all of this crazy stuff that ended up happening between Jackie and Evelyn leads Evelyn to seek out a personal defense item.
It's pretty in pink.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I want a taser now.
Me too.
I don't know if I can have one. She's in L.A. I'm in L.A. I'm assuming it's okay. But I did get a little annoyed every time she turned around. And we just talked about this. Every time I turned around, she was like, zzz, I'm going to zap her.
Exactly.
I'm going to zap her. Jack, I'm coming for you.
She kept buzzing it.
I was like, girl, put that thing down.
I know.
She was a little taser happy.
She showed some of her old side.
Yeah, for sure.
And when she went in and she's like, you know what? I need to protect myself. Then Jen walked in. She's like, oh, you know what? You can roll up on somebody. It's like, no, it's for protection. You don't roll up on people with
tasers. You don't just tase them for no reason.
Yeah. It's because they're attacking you and you pull it out your purse and say, zzz, real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and plus, like you were saying, she has a person in mind and who she wants to use it on.
Is that she kept talking about, so that this was specifically to use on Jackie.
Yes.
I am 100% fan of personal defense items if you are strictly protecting yourself against attackers or stalkers or whatever you want to say. But to have somebody that specific in mind, it's almost like, it's almost like she's trigger happy. Like, she's looking for any excuse to use it.
Yeah.
Which I think is super dangerous.
Yeah, it's like going to a gun place, like, where you practice shooting guns, and you have a person in mind.
It's like... It's a
step down from putting the picture there.
Our engineer was telling us before we got started tonight that you can actually have brass knuckle tasers.
Batman style.
Like, literally just like brass knuckle, strap them on and somebody.
Yeah, right to the neck.
How do they come up with this stuff?
How do they sell this stuff?
Well, you can buy anything on Amazon.
You can get a loaf of bread and you can get a taser.
That's right.
In 2 days. Amazon Prime.
Free shipping. Free 2 day shipping.
Exactly.
Well, that's so crazy. I mean, obviously, I'm a huge fan of, you know, anything that's going to protect yourself for sure, but I do think it's a little bit.
A little much.
Whack jobby.
A little much. But I think Evelyn also knew that it would get a laugh and she did it for the cameras, but I think that. I don't think it's going to be used. If it was used, she'll be in jail right now. Okay. So we know the outcome of that because we didn't hear any stories on TMZ. So she hasn't used it from what we know.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you think by the end of the season it will be used?
It could be used. Well, the reunion was shot. So I'm sure, unless there's a contract of saying you can't sue anybody for attacking you, because there's always fights and you never hear about pressing charges on these reality shows. So the producers must have talked them out. So let's see if that taser makes it to the reunion. Let's see if it's part of the circle.
I know, right?
You ain't in the circle, but the taser is.
Right, the taser made its way into the circle. So only time will tell. That's going to be really interesting. So from there, we move on to Shawnee's Women Empowerment Luncheon.
Let's talk about it.
The panel, let's talk about it. So it looked like a really beautiful event. I remember at the beginning of the episode when Evelyn and Shawnee were having lunch and she was letting Evelyn know that Jackie was also going to attend the event. And, you know, Evelyn kind of rolled her eyes and Shawnee was like, oh, no, you guys will be at separate tables. You know, it'll be fine. I immediately was like, since when have we been to an event with these women and nothing has happened?
And it's not even separate. Not even one side of the room, one side. It's literally, we're probably further away than they were.
Yeah, exactly. We're just kind of like sitting here like this. You're sitting there like that. And let's talk about Jackie. She was fidgeting.
Well, now let's talk about what she was wearing.
Smooth criminal?
Smooth criminal. I forget what that cartoon was. It was like the all white and then the all black cartoon with the big... it was just Janet Jackson moment.
It was too much.
Too much. She looked like Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, she did. Go Gadget arms. Like, I just could not... I could not get behind that look, but she walked in there like she was owning the place.
Yes, she was all about it.
She loved her look. She looked like a Blues Brother, but she didn't care. She was like, I'm going to cruise in here with my glasses. Yes. I got my tie. I got my boots hanging out. There was my fedora.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I wouldn't be surprised.
A pantsuit to a luncheon? Who wears a black pantsuit and a fedora to a luncheon where clearly the theme was like that blush and white color? Because literally everywhere that I turned around, it was all blush and white and pink and gorgeous. And then Jackie rolls up in her all black, just like...
Isn't that when she was talking, that's the scene where she talked to Tim? It's like, I want to take someone's life. I want to take her life.
Oh, yeah. She did. She did.
You.
I want to go over there and take her life right now. I'm like,
that can get you locked up.
I know. You make a threat like that? Come on.
If anything happens to Evelyn and Jackie's behind it, Evelyn can take that little sound and be like, see? She said she wanted to take my life.
She had something out for me.
She had something out. But, of course, Evelyn was talking to... So it was Evelyn, Jen, and Tammy at one table.
Yep.
And the rest of them.
Yep.
The other girls.
Yep.
And
then everybody else.
And then Tammy decided to get up and spread... Well, before that, Jen told... Tammy about the whole thing that what about the whole Evelyn wants to sleep with Jackie's daughter, so that's what drove Tammy to get up and talk to Jackie. That is not the place and time.
I know.
You know how Jackie's gonna react.
I know.
Why would you go up to Jackie and tell her something that's gonna set her off?
Well, here's my problem. Okay, I don't know that it's a problem necessarily. I'm just trying to wrap my head around Tammy's reasoning in this whole situation. Is she playing the peacemaker and trying to get these two groups of women back together like a freaking miracle worker, Or stirring the pot.
Stirring that pot. And yeah. I love that good chili. Stirring that pot so good. Letting it simmer. She stirred that pot.
She is. But how... Why are both groups of women so okay with her playing both sides of the fence?
It's going to come out. I think it's going to come out during the reunion. When they watch it back, it's like, oh, you said that when you were with Jackie alone? Yeah. Oh, you said that when you were with Evelyn alone?
Yeah.
It's going to come back to bite her, I feel. But it's just isn't the right time. And then Shawnee came over, I believe.
She came over to Jackie. Yeah. And she said, oh, do I see tears? And Jackie says, it's happy tears. Come on, girl. Nobody thinks those tears are happy tears. Like, why are you?
I want to take her life. 2 seconds later, they're happy tears.
They're happy tears.
So you happy that you want to take her life? You're crying so much.
I guess.
I wrote it down. Like 2 seconds later.
Yep. I don't know. Oh, also, when Jackie got so mad for not being on the panel.
Yeah,
I'm up. All of her books, and she goes, I'm a five-time motherfucker.
She brought it with her. She had it planned out, and you saw how they blocked it out, because no one saw the book, Jackie. You didn't get any promotion for that. No one's going to look for it.
She literally held all of her books up like a deck of cards.
This is a good family bonding moment. Her and her daughter can go on a book tour. She can do a hardcover release. They can go on a family field trip. Maybe they can write a book together.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can you imagine if that was actually an event?
I would love that.
Wait, who's her publicist? Who do I need to talk to?
Yes.
How can we actually make this happen?
We need to make this happen. Mariah Carey, make this happen. Talking about Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey's manager was actually at the event too.
Right?
But yeah, they need to come out with a book. I know Jackie's probably going to come out with a book now, because if she's a five-time author...
Well, you know she's going to write a response to Takara's.
She always claps back. She always does. And then they can go on their little tour together. It can be like the Kanye-Lady Gaga tour that never happened. They can have one side and the other side and see whose line is longer.
That's right. Holy mackerel. That would be so much fun.
And then they had the Q&A.
Yep, the panel. Evelyn and
Tammy
were both on the panel.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, Evelyn threw a little shade.
Threw that shade so hard.
To Jackie. She made the comment about, so the question was asked, how do you handle negative comments? How do you fight back? Do you fight back on those kind of things? And basically, Evelyn was like, no, I know I'm a bigger person than that. And, I, you know, there's a block button for a reason. However, Jackie, if you come after my children, I will taser you.
Yes, exactly.
That's essentially what happened.
Exactly.
I mean, it was.
I was ready for Jackie to get up and storm that stage.
Oh, did you see her over there? She was like.
Yeah.
She didn't know what to do with herself. She didn't know where to go.
She was going
to
Michael Jackson that hat right to Evelyn's throat.
Like, legitimately, boom. Like, chop her head off with a hat. She was like, I will turn this fedora into a blade and chop your head off.
I want to see what's under the fedora. But honestly.
And then,
oh, yes. And then Tammy.
And then Tammy, of course, had a
Kanye West moment. I'm going to let you finish, but Jackie is the best person in this room. She should be sitting up here with us. She had a Kanye West moment. That's what I wrote down.
Because it really is.
She came out of nowhere pumping up Jackie.
Yeah. Yeah, she stopped everybody. She's like, I'm going to stop y'all all for a minute because Jackie Christie over here. And
yes.
I was like, what are you doing, Tammy?
What are you doing?
I guess here's what the only thing that I could think of that was happening was they must have been like going down the line, mentioning them on Basketball Wives.
Probably.
I'm sure there had to be some comment that led up to that.
Yes.
Like, Shawnee, you're on Basketball Wives. Evelyn, you're on Basketball Wives. Tammy, you're on Basketball Wives. We love you guys. We love you from the show. There had to be something that led up to it. And then Tammy had to be like, hold up, y'all. We also have another girl in here who's also on Basketball Wives, and she's a great addition. You know, I think she's kind of just doing her a solid. In the editing, it looked real shady.
Yeah, really shady. She saw that Evelyn was throwing shots at Jackie and thought, you know what, let me defend Jackie a little bit. Because I think that she really does like Jackie because she called Jackie an OG.
Yeah.
I think a preview for the next episode, but yeah, she has Jackie's back, and she said that she's not on anyone's side though. She said, I'm not on Jackie's side. I'm not on Evelyn's side. I'm on the side of what's right.
Yeah.
So what's really right? Both of them are both wrong. And it looks from what we see on TV, you're more on Jackie's side.
Yeah. Well, at least in this moment, it does seem like she's got Jackie's back for sure. And again, that kind of goes to the question that I was asking earlier about, are we are we okay with Tammy playing both sides of the fence? Because that is what it seemed like to me. But then you're right. She did make that comment about, I'm not really on either side. I'm on the side of what's right.
Yeah, she thinks is right.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, well, and she said before, Evelyn started with the daughter comment of the granddaughter. She started it. It just wasn't heard. But at the party with her and Shanice, she did say that.
Yep.
So she shot the first gun she popped it off.
Yep.
And now, and then I guess Tammy sees that's Jackie defending herself, but she can see that Jackie does go a little bit overboard because Tammy did go up to Jackie and say, "Why did you say that?"
Yeah. You know how I think it is? I feel like Jackie and Evelyn are both seeing things from, like, this distance. They're seeing, like, what's right in front of them. You know, what's happening today. Like, what was the comment that she made today? Or what happened? Like, they're both, like, seeing things, like, so up close. And Tammy seems to be seeing the whole picture.
Yeah.
She seems to be, like, taking a step back and being like, all right, well, I'm not 100% siding with this person. I'm not 100% siding with this person. Y'all are both wrong and y'all are both right.
And we have
in your own regards.
And we have to understand, this is happening over, what, at least a month?
Right.
So it's like, we're only capturing probably 3 to 5 minute segments of problems. And it's 24 hours in a day, things that we don't even see or hear and things that are twisted. So, of course, Tammy might have,
that you have to ride that comes along.
So Tammy probably saw more than what we ever seen. So she probably has a right to lean a little bit more towards Jackie. So we don't really know. Yeah. And was it Tammy that said Evelyn seems like she's going back to her old ways?
Well, she did say, girl, I thought your life was fixed.
Yeah. Yes.
Which I thought was...
Beloved, I thought your life was fixed. Yala Van Zandt. And I've been saying that since I got here. I'm like, Evelyn, you fixed your life. Yeah. What are you doing?
I know. So it's definitely a, I don't know, it's something to look forward to.
And real quick, how do you feel about Jen going over to Evelyn and telling her straight out what Tammy said when Jen was with Malaysia and Jackie having a nice conversation? Do you feel like Malaysia and Jackie are going to be like, why did you say that? Why did you get, like, why are you stirring the pot? Do you think it's going to come back to Jen and be like, you know?
Here's the thing. I don't know why Jen was having lunch with Malaysia and Jackie to begin with.
Because I don't think you were here, but Malaysia said that, Jen said that her and Malaysia are really good friends. Jen and Malaysia are really good friends, and they have a history together, and that's what connects them together. Okay. So they're actually really good friends, so that's why they met up.
And that's great. That's totally fine. Here's the thing. I'm as guilty as anybody of it, you got a group of three people. You got one that you're really close with and one that you think is bananas. And most of the time you're going to go off and tell, you know, your friends that you're closer to what the one that you think is bananas said.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not mad at Jen for going and do that. I think she's sticking by who she sees are her loyal friends or her new loyal friends.
Yeah.
And it's a notch on... rekindled relationships.
Yeah, it's a notch on a belt of a trust factor between Evelyn and Jen now. It's like, you know what? I told you. It's not going to come back to bite me. And I think that's probably in the back of her head, too. It's like, oh, so you want to come back and be my friend and be all nice, but you haven't... So she protected herself by saying, you know what? Let me tell you what I heard.
Yeah.
Just to protect this friendship that's like... Yeah.
And also, too, I mean, anytime you got a little piece of dirt on anybody and you can share that with a new friend that you just made up with, there's a bonding experience
Bonded for sure.
I mean, I think it's as much that as anything. I think Jen wanted to have something to feel relevant to talk about. So I think if anything else, that's probably the bigger issue. She wanted to make herself relevant.
100%.
So, I mean, good, you know, play that story,
good
girl.
For her.
Do what you gotta do.
Do what you need to do.
So then, moving on, we got Jackie taking Malaysia to her Ethiopian Zimbabwe lunch.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I was so offended by that segment.
Yep.
And I'm not even Ethiopian.
I know. Clearly not Ethiopian. And was so very offended by the whole thing. I was like... I sat there with my mouth hanging open. I was like, why are you offending an entire group of people that you literally know, I'm assuming know nothing about because you can't even pronounce the name.
Exactly.
Jackie
got in my soul. She's in my body.
Oh my gosh. No, I mean, I just the way that she was describing the women and the men.
Yeah, she said... you know, where they walk around naked on the island and they have the big boobs and the big penis with the thing on their penis.
I was just like,
what? You know that there's more to life and then you have more than what you see on the Discovery Channel.
I know. It just seems so very insensitive, and I was just
so
like,
insensitive.
Oh gosh.
I'm like,
can't we just describe the food? Can we talk about the food?
Can we at least talk about the food?
I mean, let's not talk about like a whole culture of people. Let's talk about the food.
And I think this is more than just using the black card, because I'm African American, and in society it's like, oh, if you're black, you can talk about black people. But this is bigger than that. You might both be black, but that's still rude.
I know. Well,
so uncalled for.
It was just such a shocking
moment. And Malaysia's just sitting there laughing.
Well, I know. How do you feel about Malaysia in this episode? We get her back.
Bored. Bye. Go with your friend Brandy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but go. Bye.
She is a little bit of a snooze fest, huh?
Yeah. There's really no need for her to be there. Just like there's no need for her to be in Miami.
So then we go to this Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
experience. And Jackie asks her opinion about going to Miami. Fast forward, then they both go to Hazel's showcase.
Yes.
And Malaysia herself gets invited to Miami. So now the whole crew's going to Miami.
Yeah. Now let's go. Can we talk about Malaysia's showcase real quick? Because
Hazel's
showcase. I only heard like 5 seconds of a song.
I heard her sing for literally like a lyric.
I hear more of a preview on iTunes
before
I buy the song.
Uh-huh.
What was that about? They couldn't clear the song?
I don't know.
From the parts that I heard, it was really good. She looked really sexy.
Yeah.
Perfect. But if you're going to do a song, and obviously reality shows are commercials these days. You have a business and you promote it. That's the thing. Don't live off the reality paycheck. Two birds, one stone.
Absolutely.
Promote your business and be famous.
Yep.
But that didn't really happen for her. People might go search for her. Why only do two songs with only 5 people in the room?
Well, that was my whole issue with the whole thing. It was like, this is my showcase. I'm so excited to show everybody my songs. I'm only going to do 2. And there's only 4 people at the event. And I was like, where is everybody?
Yes.
I was looking around the room waiting for there to be more people. And there just wasn't anybody there. So is this a production issue to get her songs out?
It might be behind the scenes, signing over release forms and music and stuff like that. Maybe her record company didn't sign the papers fast enough to release it. Because I'm sure if they did, they would have put it out there. But it was kind of the same thing for Jazz's song. We only heard a few seconds. They don't really play the whole song on the show. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't need a whole song, but I need at least a taste.
Yeah, give me a good 30 seconds or 15 to 20 seconds.
Yeah, from what I could tell, though, I mean, she's a really talented artist.
Oh, she's very talented, from what we saw.
From what we saw, what we heard. I mean, it makes me, you know what, I will say it did make me curious to want to go search for more.
Yes.
I want to go look it up. I want to go see if I can hear more. But I also am very lazy, and I just want people to give it to me first.
Exactly. It's like, just tweet the link.
Exactly.
And I'll just click on it and download it.
And then we'll be done, and I'll listen to it, and then you'll get your royalties, and it'll be fine. No.
Am I being too sensitive? But Jackie told Malaysia, it's like, oh, look at the white dancer. He's like really sexy, and then Malaysia made a face that stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm like, if that was the other way around with a different race, you know it would be a problem.
Well, I think people might have an opinion about it for sure. But who knows? I mean, maybe Malaysia's just not into white guys.
Yeah. You know? It doesn't even have to be a race thing. It's just like, that's just not my preference.
I think honestly, Jackie was probably trying to just like say, I think what it seemed to me was that Jackie was pointing out the white guy and be like, ooh, he's the baddest one up there, whatever. Because perhaps typically Malaysia doesn't go for white guys.
Yeah.
And so,
and plus she's celibate now, so it's probably like, and probably Jackie was saying something that we didn't hear about, he can get on top of you, and she was probably like, I don't want to sleep with anybody. Could have been twisted that way.
Yeah.
Which is real, I would have been pissed at the producers if that is the case, because it made it look a certain kind of way.
It did.
That I caught on to.
It did. And it made me kind of question, like,
I'm like, what's that face for?
Okay, girl.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That's all good.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think,
I had to call that out real quick.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people probably caught on to that, and it's like,
just
did
so
you see
know.
That? Leave in the comments down below. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Please let me know. Do you think it's it's a innocent little face, or is it a sassy little remark for Malaysia? So then we move on to Miami. We make it to Miami, finally.
Welcome to Miami.
Welcome to Miami. So we got everybody, the whole crew is in Miami, back where it all began.
Yes.
We got two new members to our show here in the two final, more. In the final stretch. They threw two more in there.
We screamed when we saw them, like, two more.
I was like, who are you?
Yeah,
why?
Two more.
But then we realized, actually Sanders realized.
We realized that it's for the next show, Baller Wives, that is coming out, I'm assuming, a few weeks after Basketball Wives goes on. And are two of the new cast members of the show.
Yep.
So, of course, I'm assuming also that Shawnee O'Neal, I don't think she goes by that name anymore, Shawnee, is an executive producer on the show. So, of course, she's going to promote every
cross promotion. Yeah. So, I mean, and it's smart, you know? I feel like it's super smart. I talked about this on another show, or I'm hoping to talk about it on another show that I do tomorrow, about there was a cast member from another show that had an appearance on a Bravo show and left the episode early.
Oh.
And I was very confused because I was like, would you not want to capitalize on that opportunity to get, you know, some audience members that are already fans of one show? If you've got a similar show, wouldn't you want to try to win over those fans if you've got a show coming up? So anyway,
yeah.
Shawnee's smart.
Yeah, she's smart doing that.
Production is smart for sure. So they threw these girls on the show, and we're going to see them on Baller Wives soon. And then we got invited on the yacht.
Yes, the famous yacht.
The whole crew is going to sleep on a boat.
That's on the water, Jackie. It's in water.
It is in water. Mm-hmm. Yes, you will have to go into water. But the whole thing is about the size of this coaster. So we got Evelyn, Jackie, Jennifer,
Tammy,
Malaysia,
Hazel.
The two friends.
Oh, boy.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Basically.
On this boat. There's not going to be any drama at all. And Evelyn's taser, I'm assuming, is coming.
Yes.
So it's going to be a wild ride next week. We're going to get on this boat and see if it sinks or swims. So you guys, check back with us. I think next week may be the last episode of the season.
It would end pretty good from the previews that we saw of Jackie getting up to hit somebody. So it would be good to end that way, and they handle it on the reunion.
And then we're off. So check back in with us next week, you guys, for an exploding final episode of season 6 of Basketball Wives. Sanders, where can everybody find you until then?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World.
Awesome. And again, guys, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV. We'll see you guys next week. Take care. Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.